This week on the Discover Barnstable podcast, we are retracing our steps with a previously aired episode. Come join us as we rediscover Barnstable.
Welcome to Discover Barnstable, the official podcast of the Town of Barnstable, where you can meet the people who steward the programs and services for the Town of Barnstable that connects us to our quality of life. We invite you to join the conversation as we navigate municipal government and our community pathways to help you discover Barnstable. I'm Liz Hartsgrove, and today I'm joined with my fellow co-host and tour guide, Paula Hersey. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
And today, or this week, we're going to dive into a topic that's really near and dear to you and me, dog licenses, with our guest, Anne Quirk, the town clerk. So Anne and I have a long history together. We started, or at least she was working in the town of Yarmouth back in 2006 when I began with the town of Yarmouth in 2009. So we worked a couple of years together, but she was there till she came to Barnstable as the assistant town clerk in 2011. And then in 2013, she was elected as the official town clerk, which is an elected position. And she also is currently the Region 1 Director of the International Institute of Municipal Clerks. Welcome, Anne.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thank you for joining us. So dog licenses. Paula,
Wolf.
Yes. You have a dog. I have a dog. So, Anne, talk to us. What is it? What's the importance of getting our dogs licensed?
Oh, there's so many reasons. First of all, you can't get your dog licensed unless they've had the rabies shot. And sometimes people forget. They've had their dogs for a long time. They get their rabies shots and they think everything's up to date. And then they go to license the dog and we say, gee, we don't have the update on that rabies. Could you get that for us or tell us who the vet is that you went to and so we can check with them? And sometimes they forget, and it's a big deal. It's a big deal for the dogs. Mm.
So what exactly does the license mean, though? Like, when the dog is wearing it, what does it exactly mean to have it on the dog?
Well, it's very important because it protects your dog in case you lose the dog. Mm-hmm. It protects you as also with the town so you don't get a fine for not having registered your dog with us. And it is a Mass state law that you must register your dogs every year within the town where you live. We have lots of folks that come here from other towns that come here or vacation here. We talk with them, too, about a second license or maybe if they're short-timers here, they don't have to. But it's just another way of us keeping track of the dog for them in case the dog gets off the leash and gets lost.
So a second homeowner who owns property here in Barnstable can actually get their dog licensed as well as in another community?
Yes, they can. It depends upon how long they're going to spend here.
I think Nickerson will maybe go move somewhere else and he'll have two licenses. He likes the bling. And it's always wonderful to talk dogs with you. You know the Hersey Hounds.
Yes.
The process for getting licensed, especially for a new dog or a new resident, there's a couple of things. There's a time frame. There's is proof of residency actually required? Are there documents that they need, originals, copies? Let's walk through that process so people know when they're ready to register and get your dog license, they have everything that they need.
Absolutely. Time frame, 6 months. The dog has to be licensed once it's 6 months old. So if you just got a puppy at Christmas, you want to make sure you take them to the vet and get their shots that they need. And then you will contact us and we will start the process with you. The other good news is we have a program online that as of this year, you individually can go in and add your own information. Prior to this, you had to contact us first. So you can actually go in and build the dog licensing information yourself. and it will allow you to upload things like the rabies certificate. And once that's done, it's a piece of cake. It comes through to us, and we send out that license.
That's fantastic. So they can even make the payment for the dog license?
Online.
So what are the prices for, is it based upon size or age, or what exactly are the prices based upon?
It's based on the dog.
Okay.
Is the dog spayed or neutered, or is the dog a female or a male?
Okay.
It's $10 for female or male, and it's $7 for spayed or neutered.
Excellent.
And that is the cheapest, I think, anywhere in the state of Massachusetts.
That is. Is that fee based on Barnstable, or is it statewide?
Barnstable only.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yes. In the town of Yarmouth, it was 20 and 10, I believe. So each town is different.
Excellent. Now, the licenses, does that include other pets, or is it just canines?
Just dogs.
Okay.
We're only dealing with dogs. We do not license cats or birds, or as my grandson has, a little lizard. No.
Yep. Okay.
I think cats should be licensed.
Well, if your grandson is walking the lizard, maybe then that might fight.
That's funny.
All right. So what happens if information changes? Are they able, is the pet owner, for example, they move to another location in Barnstable, or that there is a change where unfortunately the pet is relocated to another family. So what exactly, how can somebody change information?
If it's simply moving.
Yeah.
And they move from one address in Barnstable to another, they can actually go in and update their record that's online through the dog licensing program. If their dog is going to another family, they do need to notify us, because we don't want to send them an update or by email that, it's dog licensing season again. Don't forget that, to go in and license your dog. Or if the dog passes, it's so sad when they get something in the mail or the email and it's like, my dog passed. I mean, it's a sad, sad thing.
Yes.
So it's, we don't want that to happen.
From a new dog to renewals, the renewals are a little bit different than licensing your dog for the first time. That email address is actually pretty important, isn't it, Ann?
It is so important. We can get in touch with you on your email address, where sometimes folks are not answering the phone, or we're leaving messages. We'd like double ways of reaching people. I guess, just like your computer, you need to have a little spot check here. Is this the right person, and can I get in touch with them this way?
Right. And are renewals actually sent by email?
The renewals, yes, they are. The information is sent out via email.
So if you don't have a current email address on file, there's a good chance you're not going to get that email. So, folks, you want to go up under townofbarnstable.us, and you'll go to the town manager area, administrative services, actually, and under that will be the town clerk, and you'll find the links for dog licenses right there. Update your email addresses if they've changed in the last year or so.
Absolutely. It's so important.
Yeah, and so after somebody plugs in all of this brand new database that they can register their dogs and get them licensed, and next year they get their renewal email, do they have to replug in everything, or is this something that all they have to do is just verify the information that they've already done, and it's just a simpler process?
Much simpler, absolutely. They go in, they look it up, everything's correct. They have a 3-year rabies certificate, it's on file. They can see the dates there. All they're doing is going in and paying, and sends us a message. We send out the tag.
That's really wonderful.
Great. Where do those tags go? In a drawer in the kitchen?
Good question. That's the jewelry that you want on your dog's collar.
Bling for Fido.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then what is actually on those licenses? Is it the personal information? Is it relevant to the actual homeowner and the owner of the pets? Or is it something that's a little bit more information that you can pass along to other departments to assist with managing and making sure that the pets are taken care of?
There's going to be a number on it. And then on the flip side, there should be a telephone number that is directly to us, so that we can, if the dog is lost or runs away or gets out of the house or whatever, that number is what people are going to call. And we're going to be able to ask for the tag number, and then we can get the dog officer out and help you reunite with your dog, because no one wants to lose their dog.
Right, and you know, dogs don't know boundaries, so they can cross an actual town line even, mm-hmm. for example. So each town can access that information or contact our town mm-hmm. to get the number and find out who the owner is and help connect the family.
Yes, that is the best thing. It just, people are distraught when they lose their dog, and this is the best way we can help you.
Yeah, it's...
So it's
definitely
not just the town collecting a fee. It's actually a service that will help when mm-hmm. that dog does get lost. And as a dog owner of three, they do tend to have a habit of walking out someplace that you didn't expect them to get out of. Mm-hmm. So, you know, make sure you get the dog licensed. It'll definitely help if they get out.
So, Anne, I know in the past I've seen solicitations for photos of Fido. Tell me about that.
We actually still do on this program. We ask you if you would like to upload a picture of your dog. Can you imagine how much easier that is for someone running around trying to find your dog? Is not only I've got a tag, but I got a picture. I can find your dog that way.
That's fantastic. Now, you also have a contest for dogs?
Well, we did when okay. we were doing it in person,
right?
Because then people could vote, but we haven't figured out how to do that yet on a computer program.
But it's coming.
We're hoping that that's going to be a part of it again.
Because that was a really fun yes. little New Year type of thing. Everybody seeing pictures of our friendly mm-hmm. four-legged friends.
I love that you can upload a picture now of your pet. It does help the dog officer and anyone else who may come in contact with the dog if it's been lost. That's a fantastic access point for people. I can describe my dog in one way. You know, Nickerson is, you know, all of, you know, 9 inches long and 4 inches high. But he thinks he's, you know, 3 feet tall. So having a picture of him would definitely help somebody find him.
It really makes our job interesting, too, to be able to see all these little beautiful dogs on there. So, yeah, we love it.
That's wonderful.
That's great. So any other things that you wanted to let us know? I think you covered it all, Anne.
I hope so. I thought I did.
Well, I have one last question for you. I was going to do something off of our list of a rapid-fire question for you, but I'm actually curious. Did you have a favorite pet as a child?
Oh, Huey. He was my
Huey.
Little dog. Yep. Yep. He was a beagle. Yep.
Yeah? What made him your favorite?
Well, I came from a large family, and we always had different animals growing up, so Huey was mine. He was my beagle. He was my dog. He slept in my room, in my bed, you know. It's when you lose a pet, unfortunately, you lose a little piece of your heart each time. So they're wonderful companions. And I can't imagine growing up without them. So
fantastic. Thanks so much, Anne.
Thank you.
So thank you, everyone, and Anne, for spending time with us and listening to Discover Barnstable, the official podcast of the town of Barnstable. And thank you, Paula, as well. We hope that you found a new understanding of how your municipal government works to protect, engage, and enact for you and our community. Be sure to drop us a line at podcast@town.barnstable.ma.us. And you can also find that online on the town's website. and let us know what you would like to learn next. We are definitely open to suggestions. So till next time, everyone, and I hope you go discover Barnstable.